escape, but he cannot never deliver. He leads them down destructive paths, teaching them to be like him, to lie, steal, to cheat. He strokes their vanity for his amusement, laughing because they become accomplices to their own sorrow, for they deride the word of God, and they chase after unnatural relations. These souls serve him in his kingdom. They are his slaves. They think that they are masters, and yet they are looking his boots. No one can save them, it appears, for no one is as strong as he. No one can take them from their bondage or remove them from him by force, for they belong to the original bully. Along comes the righteous man, the son of Mary. The strong man seeks also to abuse him. He is, after all, a man just like others. He has denied to himself the full use of his divine rights and powers. Thus the devil beats upon him with brutal savagery. Full of lust and hate, he is contemptuous of the man who won't fight back, the one who truly turns the other cheek. So he scourges and crucifies him. He attempts to destroy him, he murders him, and the blows keep coming even into death. This strong man, he knows no such thing as mercy. He knows of no moderation or compassion. He could not corrupt this one, so he makes him bleed. He takes from him his life. He beats him with all that is in him, bringing his full strength to bear. Then the righteous man is dead, and the strong man is exhausted. He has put everything he had into this beating, this killing. Yes, the righteous one is dead, but the strong man's strength has departed him now. He can no longer lift his arms. He lies spent upon the bloody corpse. They are both dead. The righteous man, the son of Mary and death, reveals his true strength. For he is indeed stronger than the strong man, for he is the resurrection and the life. He rises again, but the strong man stays down, defeated now in what he thought was his victory. Without lifting a hand in submission and humility in weakness, he overcomes and liberates the souls of men from death. For with God all things are possible, and the dead now live. This battle was not between the strength and power of the Almighty God to the power of the devil. That would have been no battle at all. For the devil's strength is nothing before the Creator. If it had been the case that the devil would have forevermore cried foul from hell, it would not have been fair. The battle was not fair. But the devil cannot complain, for he had every advantage. He had his full army, all the demons of hell. He had no rules, no obstacles to overcome. For the devil did not fight God in his power, but he fought the grace, the beloved one of the divine bridegroom, who would not let the devil win. That is the kingdom of God that comes upon you. It comes as God has promised in his word and in his blessed sacraments. This life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ lives and rules now in you, his saints. For its strength is still hidden amidst the weakness of our mortal flesh. The strength of Christ is not obvious. It is not in his legs, his arms, his back. It is hidden in his heart and in his word. That the power of God does great things. It opens your mouth for praise. It cleanses your heart and soul. It renews your faith and gives you hope, as it gave to the Son. And because of the work of the Son, this love forgives your sins. It is only seen and experienced through faith. But even the strength of hell is no match for it. For love is always stronger than pain, life much stronger than death, mercy stronger than justice. Blessed are you who hear that word, who nurse at the breast of the teacher, of the church, rather, and drink the blood of God. Blessed are you who are strong in weakness, and who are eager for the consummation of time and the resurrection of the dead. For the victory of the stronger man will there finally be revealed and confessed by all who were created. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,